Master, what if I wanted to be the one to take care of you? What if I want to have you lying down on the bed, naked completely, and I'm wearing nothing but just my collar and my leash? What if I handed you my leash, gave it to you, while I kiss my way down your body? Kissing your neck, your chest, my hands on your shoulders, squeezing and gripping gently, feeling the arms of the man who owns me, who protects me, who takes care of me and overwhelms me. Kissing my way down your stomach. And as my body glides down until I'm on my knees, I make sure that your massive cock touches, glides through my stomach, my chest, my breasts, going right in between them before my lips finally reach this massive cock of yours, this hard, massive cock that I adore, that I worship, that stretches me out completely, that fills me up entirely, that ruined me for every other man and every other toy. I feel nothing when it's not your massive cock, Master. You're just so big. And you completely fill me up. And you make me feel so good. I feel completely empty without it. Just feeling my soft lips pressed against your massive, hard cock. Giving it a soft kiss. My tongue licking this head, this sensitive head that makes you moan with just a single touch. It's always such a struggle to take you, Master. Always such a struggle. Even as you've trained me all these days, these weeks, these months of taking your massive cock over and over and over again, it's still too big for me. It's still far too much for me. That's why I worship it. Because I will never get used to it. I will never get used to all the pleasure it gives me. It overwhelms me so fucking easily. It brings me to the edge. easily. Every single time you tell me to edge, Master, all I think about is your massive cock right at the entrance of my pussy. My tight, wet, hot, aching pussy, and it's enough. It's enough to bring me at the edge. It's enough to make me arch and moan and whimper for you. Because it's all I want. It's all I've ever wanted. To have your massive cock fill my holes. It's all this fuck toy ever wanted. The small little fuck toy. The small little whore. You've made me. You've made me beg for you. You've made me worship you. I'm made to be taken by you. And only you made to be broken by you. And only you. No other man can touch me. No other man can make me feel good. No other man can make me moan and squeal and scream and cry out for you. No other man has broken me. No other man has taken me to my limits. No other man has made me beg for things I have never begged for. No other man has made me want to worship a cock like it's my god. No other man has made me want to worship a cock this much. To pay this much attention, to give this much care and affection and worship. Well, Master, you've made me the better cocksucker that I am now. Train me to be such a good little cocksucker. Such a good little cocksucking whore. A cocksucking slut. From my master's cum. Now every time I'm on my knees, every time I'm in front of you, on my knees, taking your cock, all I think about is taking my time. Taking the time that's given to me. Taking the time that's gifted to me. To worship and make sure that every single inch and every single part of my master's godly cock is taken care of, is kissed. Is licked. Is touched by me. I just love being like this for you, Master. I just love being such a greedy little slut for you. A greedy little slut for my master's cock and his scum. not giving a fuck if we do it in public. Not giving a fuck about who might hear or who might see. All I want is my master's cock and his cum. Because it makes me feel so good all the time and it fills me up. You've trained me so well, Master, that every time I'm away from your massive cock, I feel so empty. I feel so empty and lonely. I want my holes filled. I want my mouth filled, my throat pushed to its limits. I want my ass stretched out. I want my ass so stretched out and left gaping. I want my tight little pussy to be broken and ruined and filled by your cock and your cum. No other man has made me this way. No other man has made me such a filthy little slut. Such a filthy little whore with filthy little ideas. Like bringing her friends along. Bringing her friends along and training them and raping them. Making them forced to take your massive cock. Making them take it all, inch by inch. Not stopping even if they say no. My master's cock deserves to be worshipped properly, and they're going to take it all, whether they like it or not. Because in the end, they will learn how to worship your massive cock. In the end, they will learn how good it feels, how so fucking good it feels to be stretched out by master. They will learn that they, too, are made to be stretched out and filled and ruined by massive cocks. Just imagine one girl trying to stroke your massive cock with both her hands, and another girl right beside her doing the same, and a third girl, her mouth trying to fit in the head of your massive cock, and then me pulling on her hair, pulling on her jaw, making it stretch out wide open, and pushing her, making her take this massive cock in her mouth, even if it's just the head, teaching her how to kiss and lick and worship this massive cock. And I'll be right down on my knees with them, watching my master. Watching him moan in pleasure, watching him, looking into his eyes, so proud that I could give this to him, so proud that I can bring him little pets to use and abuse and rape and use all just for his pleasure. So proud that I could be this close to the biggest cock I've ever had, the biggest cock I've ever seen. I can never have enough. I can never have enough of this massive cock. I can never have enough, even if it's too much for me. Even if it's way too much for my small little holes. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Last I want to take it. I want to take it down my throat. It's not even halfway through. I'm already gagging. I'm already gagging so much, and I don't care. I don't care if it hurts my tiny throat. I don't care at all, because all I want is Master's cock and cum deep inside me. Massive cock ruining my tiny little throat, making me choke and gag so easily. I can never have enough of it. I always want more. I always want more of my master. I'm so greedy for master's cock. I'm so greedy for master's cum. Can you hear me, Master? Can you hear how desperate I am to make you come? Can you hear how desperate I am to make you come that I don't care if I ruin my throat? I don't care if I force your cock down my throat, way past the back of it. Only you, Master. Only you can make me feel this way. Only you can make me such a whore for you. Such a slut. You broke all my limits, Master. You made me want to be bred by you every single day, every single night, every single hour. I want to feel your cock or your cum deep inside me, because I just feel so fucking empty without you. So fucking empty without my holes being filled by Master. I want to be broken by you, ruined by you, brand by you. Master. Fuck, Master, I want you to come. I need you to come. I need you to come deep inside me. I need you, Master. I need you. I know you can't breed me right now because you're at the office, but I just want, at the very least, I want your cum shooting down my throat. I want to feel rope after rope after rope of your white, sticky cum down my throat. I want to taste it. I want to taste it. I want to drink it. I want to swallow it all. All your cum deep inside me. Not a drop wasted. And if cum drips down my lips, I'll lick it all off. Master. Please come for me, please.